mytakeatthetakeaway.org. So last week, Russia marked the 20th anniversary of the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, with avowals from its leader that they really, really, truly do not want the American military mission there to suffer the same humiliating fate. But there is something of a standoff going on between the U.S. and Russia over a base in Kyrgyzstan. Russia wants it closed and has actually convinced the Kyrgyzstan government to close the base. But yet Russia is also allowing materiel to go across its territory into Afghanistan. It's as though Hamlet and a standoff are kind of fused together in this strange sort of snapshot of U.S.-Russian relations. Joining us now to explain what this might mean, both for the 20th anniversary of the ill-fated Afghan invasion that the people of Russia are remembering this week, and also relations going forward with the Obama administration, is the New York Times' Clifford Levy, who's the Moscow bureau chief. He joins us from Moscow. Clifford, your story on this curious standoff between the U.S. and Russia, where it doesn't seem to be, I mean, the Russians don't seem to be able to make up their mind whether they want the U.S. to succeed in Afghanistan or they want the U.S. to fail in Afghanistan. What does that say about overall Russian policy towards the United States?
Well, John, I just think they're very conflicted. On the one hand, a failed state, a truly failed state in Afghanistan would be very bad for Russia on a number of fronts. Russia really fears the threat of the spread of Islamic extremism into Central Asia and then farther into southern Russia, where they're already battling an Islamic extremist insurgency in Chechnya and other parts of southern Russia. And you know, it's not really well known, but they have a terribly, terribly serious problem with heroin addiction in Russia, and it's gone much, much worse. It's just skyrocketed since the fall of the Soviet Union. And, of course, all that heroin is coming from Afghanistan. So they really want a major crackdown on poppy production in Afghanistan, which, of course, is not happening right now. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, they have a hard time with the big American presence in Afghanistan, and especially they have a hard time with an American troop presence in Central Asia, in these former Soviet republics of Central Asia. They increasingly are asserting what they feel is their zone, what they refer to as their zone of influence. We saw that obviously most vividly in the conflict in Georgia last August, where they repulsed the Georgians and then went and invaded Georgia. And that part of that was really a blow at what they saw as Western encroachment or NATO encroachment into the former Soviet Union. So it's sort of like the Russian brain knows that a failed state in Afghanistan would be very bad, but the Russian heart is having a hard time dealing with what is needed to create a stable Afghanistan.
Well, and then of course there's the Russian stomach. I mean, Russia announced today, the government announced today that from a peak of $588 billion of foreign currency reserves last summer, it's declined to about $386 billion. The economy is really hobbling Russia, and I'm wondering if the implications of that are essentially a more cooperative relationship with the West rather than what Putin has been touting really for the last 2 years, and that is something much more confrontational.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, John, and that's what we're all trying to figure out at this point. We're all wondering, now that Russia has focused so much on the domestic arena, dealing with, for example, a sharply weaker ruble, an industrial base that's really in big trouble, and of course, most importantly, the sharp drop in the price of oil. As Russia and the Kremlin are dealing with that, does that mean that they will be a little less aggressive when dealing with the West? You have to couple that, of course, with the new Obama administration. And there's a very interesting dynamic that's going on right now, which is both sides are kind of trying to feel each other out, trying to figure out what's really going on. I think the Kremlin would like to improve relations with the Obama administration. And I think the Obama administration, you know, Vice President Joe Biden said they want to hit the reset button, quote unquote, on relations with Russia. So both sides are really sort of trying to figure out what's going on here. But there are a number of major decisions, especially that the Obama administration has to make before I think the Kremlin can feel truly comfortable. The most important one is what to do about this anti-missile defense system that the Bush administration wanted to put in Poland and the Czech Republic, which angered, greatly angered the Kremlin, rightly or wrongly, greatly angered them. And I think if the Obama administration pushes forward on that, it's hard to see relations with the Kremlin improving that much.
But, so then this Kyrgyzstan standoff about the base, and just remind us of the details of that, is really a bit of a snapshot of these sort of security debates. On the one hand, Kyrgyzstan has closed the base. On the other hand, Russia is really allowing access to its territory.
That's right. I think this is a bit of an issue of control. In other words, if the Americans have their base in Kyrgyzstan and are maneuvering there on their own, and the Russians aren't able to exert much control over what's going on here, you know, the Russians are discomforted by that.
Right.
However, if material is being shipped across Russia down into Afghanistan, and the Russians can sort of have a better idea of what's going on in their, as I said, zone of influence, I think they can deal with that a little better.
Right.
So again, you know, the Russians want to feel like they have some role in this, that they are sort of exerting some influence over this,
well,
rightly or wrongly, because of course you get into the situation where if goods have to be shipped all the way across Russia rather than coming through some Central Asian republic, it's obviously hobbling the mission a little. It's making the effort to supply American forces in Afghanistan more difficult. So again, that's kind of the trade-off that the Russians want.
Well, the irony that you sort of point out in part in your article, and you say people are waiting to figure out as the Obama administration and the Medvedev government sort of feel each other out. I mean, the most serious negotiations between the U.S. and Russia may end up being about the $500 billion in corporate debt that's coming due in Russia, and all that's going to have to be renegotiated with Western economic sources. And so the first really big test of this may be economic, not really in national security terms. It's an interesting theme going forward, and it means that this U.S.-Russia relationship, I think, is unlike any other in really recent memory. New York Times' Clifford Levy, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me, John.
Clifford Levy is the Moscow bureau chief there in Moscow, and you know, I could talk with him for another hour, but we're on the way out this hour. That's Clifford Levy joining us from Moscow. And we're always on, and we're looking for a six-word motto, as you are, to help America get through 2009.
Good morning. Joe from Bourbonnais, Illinois. My motto is, remember, tight wallets sink companies.
Kate writes on our website, live like it's 1929. Tell us your motto for America. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Freakonomics blog author Stephen Dubner joins us tomorrow with his favorites. Here's your takeaway.
You don't want Obama fatigue. You don't want him to be too oversaturated in the market. Yes, there are issues going on, but, you know, he has to find a balance so people will listen to what he has to say instead of just saying, oh, here he goes again.
It's April Ryan from American Urban Radio Network's podcast. Our interview with April and the Detroit Free Press's Todd Spanger. You can get our podcast to go at iTunes. Good morning, Detroit. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.